USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two articles of impeachment against President Trump were approved by the House Judiciary Committee.
The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
A full House vote is expected next week. An approval is also expected, with a trial happening in the Senate sometime in January. President Trump claims Democrats have been trying to set him up for impeachment for years, but he says it's all backfiring.
The polls have gone through the roof for Trump because people, especially with independent voters, and especially in swing states, I could show you numbers that nobody has ever seen numbers like this before.
Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal is on the Judiciary Committee.
We're going to win the election if Donald Trump is running.
She predicts his disrespectful behavior and cruel policies will sway voters.
Those policy differences are for the election. If he ends up running, I believe we'll win.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
North Korea is once again at the launch pad. The BBC's Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
North Korea's announced it carried out another crucial test at its long-range rocket launch site late Friday night, although, like its apparent rocket engine test a few days ago, it didn't give specifics. So we're left wondering, are these last-ditch attempts to force the Trump administration's hand, or a return to full-fledged missile development?
New York City police arrested a 13-year-old suspect in the stabbing death of an 18-year-old college student in a park the day before. Officials said the suspect, whose name wasn't released because of his age, faces second-degree murder, robbery, and a weapons-related charge. The suspect was charged as a juvenile. Police didn't say if the suspect was the one who directly killed Tessa Majors, a freshman at Barnard College. The New York City Police Department was searching for two other people who may have been involved in the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A former president calls it a moral call to the rest of the world. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
That's what Barack Obama says about the challenges to many people around the globe when it comes to climate change. He was speaking to youth leaders in Malaysia's capital, pointing out that many are already feeling the effects of climate change. He says island countries may sink and that many nations are losing sight of the damages already happening. He told them their voices will remind the rest of the world of the impacts of climate change and could help spur them to action. And he said the world needs to prepare for the changes that are coming, including large-scale migrations and other disruptions.
The National Association of Manufacturers is the latest to praise President Trump for completing phase one of a trade with China. USA's John Clemens reports.
Others like the American Farm Bureau, the National Retail Federation, and the Job Creators Network also had praise for Mr. Trump joining what the National Association of Manufacturers had to say. Mr. Trump spoke at the White House about some of the other benefits of reaching phase one with Beijing, thus avoiding a trade war with China.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Phase one of the trade deal requires China to purchase $50 billion in agricultural products. The Senate will now have to ratify the agreement once it's signed by the administration. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.